Blog Talk Radio.
Good girl.
Welcome to the PFS Global Support Podcast. Our mission is to provide support, guidance, and coping strategies for thousands upon thousands of men the world over afflicted with post-finasteride syndrome. While medical researchers are learning more about this devastating condition in an effort to cure it, we're here to listen to your experiences, share them across borders, and learn firsthand how finasteride can negatively impact not only those who've taken the prescription medication, but their loved ones as well. Together, we can tackle this growing epidemic and put an end to it for future generations.
Hello, everybody. This is your host, Nader Jawad. And in today's episode, I will be interviewing my good friend Bobby, who is from Canada and has had post-finasteride syndrome now for 4 months. He wants to come on today to talk about about what he's going through and how he was prior to taking the medication and the effects he's dealing with today, 4 months after stopping it. He is 27, and he was struggling with male pattern baldness prior to taking the medication. After taking the medication, he claims he has more hair now than a female, but and his hair loss completely stopped. However, it's caused a lot of devastating effects to his body, and he's having a lot of cognitive and depressive issues and so forth.
Hey, Nader.
Hello. Hey, Bobby.
Hello.
How are you? Hello.
Not doing so well, man, but hanging in there the best I can.
Yeah, I hear you. Thank you for coming on to the show. I appreciate you coming on. It takes a lot of courage to come on here and speak about it. I'm really glad you did that, and I know you've only had this condition now for 4 months, but it's flipped everything upside down for you.
Yeah, it's basically destroyed my life. If I can put it into words or short words like that, it's very difficult to deal with, and the fact that doctors that I've been to don't even take this seriously, and they say it's all in your head, and I've even brought medical literature showing that this is an actual medical condition, and doctors just scoff at you say it's all in your head.
That's the most frustrating part about it is a lot of the medical community, they don't even acknowledge it yet or have no idea what it is. But because a lot of them, they hear it and they think, you know, how do you take this medication and then basically your hormones get flipped upside down? And one thing I was telling the audience before you came on was the fact that you were having really bad hair loss, and now it looks like you have the hair of a rock star.
Yeah, that's the weird thing. I mean,
that's the only positive of it, you know?
Yeah, but it's absolutely not worth it. Even if it does work, it's not worth the risk on your mental health and your sexual health and your physical health to not be able to function at all, pretty much. I haven't been able to work. I've had to take time off work just to try to find some kind of normalcy to just have a normal kind of life. That's the scary thing.
Yeah. No, it is a very serious condition, and it's sad that it's, you know, even you know, there's been people who have been dealing with this now for years, and you know, some of them have slowly gotten better over time, but some of them had no real resolution.
But
the thing is, you know, I mean, I know they got studies going on and so forth, but more people need to be aware of this condition, and more people in the medical community need to be, aware of it. And, you know, they need to understand the seriousness of this, you know, that this is a body-wasting disease. This basically slowly wastes you away, and, you know. It doesn't get better.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I couldn't put it into better words. What this drug, the effects on your brain, on your cognitive function, your mental function, your body, your sexual function. It's just wasting away.
Of course.
With pretty much no treatment that can that can help.
No. No, they haven't developed a treatment yet that can effectively treat it, which is a shame. They should have by now. I mean, but
yeah,
it just seems like we're, you know, but it just seems like they're still doing the studies and so forth. Hopefully, we should see something soon. Now, I wanted to ask you, now you said you're unable to even drive now because of your condition?
Yeah, my cognitive function is just like it almost feels like I have dementia. It's hard right now to even talk to you, to gather words and sentences in my head. It's just like I'm in this alternate reality. It's hard to explain to people.
Not to me. Trust me, I'm right there with you in the same boat.
Yeah, it's basically to explain to people who are, you know, wondering or what it feels like. It's memory loss. It's loss of your cognitive function. It feels like I have maybe 30-40% of my brain function right now. I'm unable to drive. I can't focus. I have trouble just getting through a day. Just, you know, simple tasks of, you know, trying to cook meals, to just even just watch TV or, you know, do anything. It just takes so much effort.
The
it's
challenge.
Like you have the brain of
the
a
challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's difficult. Very difficult to deal with.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah. No. It is a tough thing to deal. It's definitely, especially if you're on your own dealing with it. You know.
Yeah. I mean, I was living by myself, but I've had to move in back with my family. Just because I haven't been able to like survive by myself. Unbelievable. I'd never thought possible a hair loss drug could do this to somebody. And it's not only me. I mean, it's guys like you, and there's tons of other guys who are dealing with this.
My whole body's been changed head to toe because of it. Everything.
Yep.
From head to toe, I've had changes. You know, skin, joint, sexual, energy, muscles, you know, cognitive, you know, all sorts of things. Now, the thing I want to know, how long did you take it for? It was only a month, correct?
Yeah, I was prescribed it. I went to go see a dermatologist or a hair specialist doctor back in November.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, told to take this drug, and I was told he had many patients on it who said they had great results and it worked for them. I'd asked about potential side effects, and I was told, you know, don't believe what you hear on the internet. It's all crap. So I took it for 4 weeks, and then I felt extremely ill during the fourth week. Just something was off in my body. Something was off, and then so I immediately stopped taking it, and then I did feel a little bit better for a week or so.
Yes,
my health sort of, you know, rebounded, and then
that
just
exactly
one night
happened with me when I got off it for a week.
Yeah, and then just one night, I just woke up and I felt like my body did a complete 180 physiology. I woke up with suicidal thoughts just for no reason, just intense depression, anxiety, the panic attacks, just the depression so severe you can't put it into words. Like it's unbelievable. It's very hard to deal with, and I feel for the guys who are dealing with this, just trying to find answers. And, you know, we're hoping that these upcoming studies can find what is going wrong in us
of
guys
course.
That are having such of extreme, course. Extreme side effects from this drug that don't go away. They just, they stay with you. And,
No, it does, It does seem like, you know, it seems like there's a common trend where they'll be taking the medication and they experience side effects with it. And,
yeah.
you know, so then they decide to get off. And then what happens when they get off, they feel better for about a good few days, a week, they're lucky a few weeks, and then it comes all crashing back down.
Yeah, it's sort of like there's a brief recovery period, but then your body just decides to completely crash afterwards.
Yeah.
That seems to be the common theme with guys that this is happening, that this crash happens, and then everything just gets worse, and it doesn't improve no matter what you do, what you try to do.
No, there's a lot of things you can try out there, and it's tough. I know I've spent quite a bit of money on trying different things, treatments, supplements, so forth. And, you know, it seems like some things bring temporary relief, but there's no, like, there's no real magic bullet solution or no real treatment actually.
I mean, I've tried, you know, supplements and testosterone boosters, and it has no effect. It's just it sometimes even makes it worse. And I've spent so much money just trying to, you know, try to fix this, but it seems like right now it's unfixable. You know, just trying to get through, live life as normal as I possibly can, even though it isn't normal right now, and every day is a struggle. Yeah.
Now, do you, in your opinion, do you believe this is something? Do you believe this is something that's completely reversible?
I hope so. I mean, I've spoken to some guys who have dealt with this, and a lot of them have said time is the best healer. Time is the best healer in this, and just giving your body time to hopefully recover from whatever this drug did to us, to our brain, to our whatever, you know, our body physiology. That's kind of what I'm just putting my hope on, that, you know, I can somehow recover from this, you know, just through healthy living, you know, just basically, you know, having a good diet, exercising, you know, weightlifting, you know, working out, just trying to live as healthily as you can. Other than that, I mean, I hope that these ongoing studies can figure out what the root cause of this is. You feel like a completely different person. You feel like you don't feel like you used to before you took this drug.
It definitely shut down a very important function in the body. No, I completely agree with you on that. One more thing I wanted to ask you is, were you planning on filing any type of lawsuits or anything like that?
I was prescribed generic finasteride, so I can't really file a lawsuit against a generic drug company, but I have looked into legal options against the doctor who had prescribed it, failing to advise me of these potential long-term adverse side effects. So that's the root of avenue that I'm probably looking into. The doctors who prescribe this drug, even if they are, you know, hair surgeons or specialists, you know, they are the ones who should, you know, it's their responsibility to inform people of these deadly side effects that just cripple you. I blame these doctors for just, you know, peddling this stuff out like it's no big deal to guys, you know, and
of course
guys having their life completely ruined.
Of course, yeah. Because the thing is, they're giving it to you and they're saying, oh, well, it's temporary and blah, blah, blah. You know, you think it's like anything else. You stop taking it and everything returns back to normal. Well, clearly that's not the case. And
no,
the thing is,
no, not at all.
The worst part about it, it's not like if you get this condition, you can take something that reverses it and you're back to normal. They don't even have an option for that yet, you know.
No,
because
they're still
in the process of studying it in the body and what happened. And, you know, once they find the root, obviously they can try and tackle it, but they don't even have a solution for that yet. So, you're not alone. You're basically waiting around and just trying to buy time. And there's tens of thousands, you know, like us.
Yeah,
in the United States, Canada, Europe.
It's worldwide. I've spoken to probably maybe 30 or 40 guys since this happened to me, and you know, we're all dealing with the same thing, wondering what has happened to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just trying to find solutions, and you know, using ideas off of each other of what worked for you, did this work for you, but it's basically just throwing darts at a dartboard trying to figure this out. Terrible. It's just absolutely.
Had your family been supportive through this?
Yeah, they have been. They're not quite sure what is, you know, wrong with me. I link it all directly to this drug, that it's altered something in my body that I'm not functioning the way I should be. But they have been very supportive. And they have been in contact with the PFS Foundation, which I'd like to say has been very helpful, in, you know, helping me deal with this, and giving me support. I'd like to thank them for all the help and support. And, you know, even guys like you, like just talking to you has just been extremely helpful.
You're not alone.
No, guys like Paul Ennis, I'd like to give him a big shout out for helping me deal with this. Ben King, another guy. These guys have been, you know, saints because they've all been through this.
And they're hanging strong a couple years later. They're still hanging strong. These guys have been going through it for a longer time than either one of us.
You can't put it into words, like what this drug does to you. That's all I can say to people who are, you know, or even guys considering going on this drug. You know, you're literally playing Russian roulette with your life.
You're right. You're better off using Rogaine or getting a hair transplant, calling it a day. You know.
Yeah, this drug should should not be used for hair loss.
It should be used for people on their deathbed from cancer. People who are dying from cancer should be taking it, and those are the only people who should be taking it.
Using it as a cosmetic treatment is not it's not appropriate. It's not safe. No matter what doctors will tell you, it's not safe. It's not safe
no,
at all.
No, it's not. It's not. Unless they can come up with some sort of effective treatment that works for it, for the guys who do get it. And then they can be like, okay, we got this drug on the market. Something happens. You know, we got this available that'll reverse it and you know, bring your hormones and your neuro transmitters back to how they used to be, you know, because it did block something in a certain subset of guys, which affected us, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, but hopefully in time they'll definitely be able to figure that out, you know, but all we can do is just keep putting pressure and keep letting people know and making things aware so then people can hear us and understand the seriousness of this.
Like you said, spreading awareness of this drug and you know, the dangers associated with it. I mean, I did not think it was possible for a drug to do this to somebody. What we all thought.
I never did either. I mean, even you know, the thing is, I used to always bash people for taking Adderall or you know, opiates,
yeah,
and people like that. I used to be like, oh my God, what the hell's wrong with these people taking these kind of drugs? And I used to, you know, bash them all the time, be like, what, you know, they're destroying their bodies and that. And the funny part is, I've always been a health freak. I've been into fitness. I've been into eating good.
Yep.
And everybody who would know me would be like, this guy is like, you know, they would know who I am because of my obsession with fitness. And, you know, I took a medication that had a more serious effect than even, you know, opiates, you know,
yeah,
than anything. There's no medication in the world that caused the effects that this has caused, you know.
No,
but
not at all.
You know, I personally believe, though, it is reversible, very reversible. They just got to hit it at the root, you know. That's a thing. I mean, so
I hope so. I mean, you know, there's guys like us, literally. You know, it seems crazy to outsiders looking in what we're dealing with, but we're literally, you know, hoping and praying that this can be reversed, because it's a quality of life issue.
Of course.
As best as I can state it, because you know, my quality of life right now is nowhere near.
It's probably 10% of what it used to be.
That's what it is. Yeah.
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 All right, Bobby. Is there anything else you want to go ahead and add?
I just want
to, anything you want to say, or
if I could just stop, or you know, stop one guy from taking this drug, as bad as their, you know, whatever their hair loss situation is, to, you know, is to think very, very hard of the consequences that can happen if things go wrong for you, because you know it's.
Yeah.
It's not worth it. It's not worth playing with your health, because once you lose your health, you don't have anything else. And I mean, you gotta look at your priorities. I mean, is your health more important than your hair? And you know, once you do experience PFS, your hair doesn't matter. You know, your health is the most important thing.
No. Of course.
And I just like to, again, thank the foundation for all their support. And
Well, you also got to thank Donald Trump too for taking the medication. He's bringing us a lot of press.
That's the other thing. You know, it's amazing that he has not been affected by this, but I don't know. Who knows? Maybe he will be, and then maybe we'll actually get help to figure this problem out. And that's all that we can hope for. Yeah. And just stay off the forums. Do not go on Propecia Help, because that site is just so depressing. Stay off the forums and just try to live as normal as you can. For any guy who's dealing with this, listening to this, that's the best advice I can say. And, you know, stay in contact with other guys dealing with it. And, you know, just keep fighting. And hopefully we can fix this massive problem that's just destroyed lives and taken lives, too.
It's taken many lives, yeah. Yeah, hopefully and it's a world problem. It's not like it's just a United States or Canada problem. It's a problem all over the world.
Yeah.
So, you know, obviously you're going to have a lot of medical people from all over the world, you know, looking at it and so forth. Hopefully it brings everybody together, kind of, and it definitely gets something, you know, something going for us, some therapeutic treatment for it in the next few years.
Yeah, that's all we can hope for. Basically just hope that happens sooner than later.
Yeah. All right, Bobby, thank you so much for joining me. Me and you will definitely keep in touch.
Definitely.
We'll talk
soon. Yep.
Thank you.
All right, thank you for having me.
No problem.
Thank you for having me, Nader.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
All right, everybody, you heard it. Thank you for joining me today. If anybody else would like to go ahead and get on the show with their experience with this hair medication, Propecia, finasteride, email me at Nader, NADER_JWD@yahoo.com. Thank you, and have a great day.
Thanks for tuning in to PFS Global Support, where we offer coping strategies to thousands upon thousands of men afflicted with post-finasteride syndrome. We're here to share your experiences across borders and learn firsthand how finasteride can negatively impact not only those who've taken the prescription medication, but their loved ones as well. Together, we can tackle PFS and put an end to this growing epidemic for future generations.